Welcome to the Patent Bar MPP Q&A podcast. Today's question is as follows. What should a motion to exclude evidence include? This question comes from the following Supplement Patent Trial and Appeal Board Consolidated Trial Practice Guide, November 2019. This is a special supplement that at the time of this recording is currently being tested on the patent bar exam. Depending on future changes to the supplement and the MPEP, the question and answer may not be applicable. Again, what should a motion to exclude evidence include? As shown in the supplement, a motion to exclude evidence should A. Identify where in the record the objection originally was made. B. Identify where in the record the evidence sought to be excluded was relied upon by an opponent. C. Address objections to exhibits in numerical order, and D. Explain the basis and grounds for each objection. A motion to exclude must explain why the evidence is not admissible, e.g., relevance or hearsay, but may not be used to challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to prove a particular fact. A motion to exclude is not a vehicle for addressing the weight to be given evidence. Arguments regarding weight should appear only in the merits documents. Nor should a motion to exclude address arguments or evidence that a party believes exceeds the proper scope of reply or surreply. This question comes from the following supplement, Patent Trial and Appeal Board Consolidated Trial Practice Guide, November 2019. The following is a brief summary of the appropriate section in the supplement. K. Challenging admissibility, motions to exclude, motions to strike. Parties can challenge the admissibility of deposition evidence during the deposition itself, or for other evidence, objections must be filed within 5 business days of service of the evidence. To preserve objections, a motion to exclude the evidence must be filed, with due dates usually set in the scheduling order. If a party believes an opposing party's brief raises new issues, presents late evidence, or exceeds the proper scope of reply or surreply, they may request authorization to file a motion to strike. Generally, such requests should be made within 1 week of the allegedly improper submission, and the board decides on these requests on a case-by-case basis. This podcast is brought to you by PatentEducationSeries.com and is based on their widely popular Patent Bar Review course. The contents of this podcast is not legal advice. For full disclaimer information, please visit PatentEducationSeries.com. We're here to help you succeed. We've helped scores of engineers, scientists, and attorneys get on the road to a new career as a patent practitioner since 2001. Please visit PatentEducationSeries.com for more free information to help you learn more about and pass the patent bar exam.